Hi, I'm Charles Brownstein. Thanks for listening to Northern Transmissions. Hope you guys are all well. This week's episode features Eric from the band The Dig.
Let me ask you about recording Midnight Flowers. First of all, what was the process like? But what was it like working with Bryce Goggin?
Bryce is awesome. We recorded our first album with him at his studio in Brooklyn, his studio, Trout Studios in Brooklyn. So he's done work with a lot of bands that we really respect, like Pavement and The Breeders and Space Hog. And so he's a mastermind. It was really cool working with him. He's a really creative guy.
What type of relationship do you have in the studio with Bryce? Is he like a hands-off? You tell him, I really like this.
Oh, he's totally involved with everything. He makes a lot of decisions, and he's our good friend. He's kind of like in the band while we're recording. He came to a few rehearsals and learned all the songs and kind of got some ideas before. And then in the studio, he kind of helped us arrange a lot of the songs and helped us find sound and just kind of, for Emil and David, he's a really great vocal coach for them. And he's pretty integral as far as like his part that he plays, the role he plays in the studio is kind of one of the band members. He's kind of calls the shots in a lot of ways. He kind of always looked to him for the last word, I guess. It's kind of like a fresh pair of ears and someone that we really respect his abilities.
And I read the single Red Rose in the Cold Winter Ground. Is it true? It was like written during jury duty?
Yeah, David wrote the lyrics to that during jury duty. So I guess to pass the time, he kind of took advantage of it and did something productive and wrote some cool lyrics. And then I had a riff, and he put the lyrics to that riff, and then Emil came up with some chords for the ending. It was kind of pretty collaborative.
Is it kind of nerve-wracking, like waiting for the response of fans and critics when you put it out, or is it more...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, for us, I feel like we're still really trying to reach a lot of people. To us, in the grand scheme of things, we're like a really, really small band, and to us, we're just getting started, so there's not really that pressure of like, you know, what are fans going to think of it, because I feel like we're still, you know, really trying, hustling and building. So I feel like in a way it's kind of cool because we have the freedom to kind of do whatever we want still. We don't have a label or, we're still a small growing band. So it's kind of that kind of, we're more anxious and excited than we are, you know, nervous, I think.
Let's check out the band's lead single, Red Rose in the Cold Winter Ground, off their latest record, Midnight Flowers.
Down.
You guys have been playing together since you're 16 years old.
Yeah, Emil and David grew up together, so they've been playing music for, I don't know, even longer than they met each other in middle school. So they were like 12, 13, and then I met them when I was 17, and Emil was 15, David was 16. So we've been writing songs together since then. And then in different bands, and then we moved to New York City, and we've been playing as the Dick for about 5 years. And then now we met Mark in November, and he kind of took over on drums. So he's been in the band just a short while. We know each other pretty well at this point. I mean, we definitely have our issues, but I think for the most part, I think we're doing the best we can considering how much time we actually spend together.
Tell me about the name. I was just curious. I know it's a pretty broad, general question. The name of the band, does it come from a fondness of a video game or the cult movie or architecture?
It's a little, nothing to do with the video game, really. We were living in Boston. David, Emil, and I were living in Boston, and there's this big failed construction project called the Big Dig, where they tried to build these underground highways in Boston, and it was called the Big Dig, and we heard, you know, it was something that was talked about all the time, and it just kind of got put into our subconscious, I think. And then there's a weekly newspaper called Dig in Boston, and then we did see that cult film Dig on the Danny Warhols and Brian Jonestown massacre, and I think it's kind of culmination of all that. And then, but I think it mainly came from just the Big Dig. We just thought it was a cool sounding name, and then we thought make it the Dig. And it's pretty, I think we just kind of went with it because of the way it sounded and the way it looked. We just thought it was a really cool name.
And that was the track I Already Forgot Everything You Said off the Digs 2012 record Midnight Flowers. Thanks for checking out Northern Transmissions. I hope you're enjoying my interview with Eric from The Dig. If you'd like more information about the band, you can check out their website at thedigmusic.com. Check them out on Facebook or MySpace. If you'd like some information about our great show, you can go to our website, northerntransmissions.com, or follow us on Twitter, Northern Trans.
I know you're doing a residency at Silver Lake Lounge, which is a pretty cool venue. How did that residency come about?
Oh, well, we just had the idea of, we kind of wanted to change our, we wanted to change the scenery, and we don't, you know, the only time we get to the West Coast is if, you know, we're fortunate enough to get a really cool tour that takes us out there, and we just thought it would be cool to do a similar thing to what we did in New York, where we kind of played a couple residencies at pianos in New York City. We kind of built up a pretty good following there, and so we thought, like, we'd try to do the same thing in L.A. and just get out to the West Coast and play some shows out there and spend time out there playing and making friends and meeting people, playing with some other bands out there to kind of just, I guess, branch out a little bit. Well, I guess we haven't really locked down anything yet, but we're hoping to play with some. We have a lot of friends out there that we've toured with in various bands that have their own bands that we're going to try to get on board.
Let me ask you about the cassette format. I always get a kick. I talk to a lot of bands about this. But you guys make cassettes on a boombox in your tour van. How does this?
Well, we thought it would be a cool idea. Actually, Mark's brother John, who's a filmmaker, he put the idea in our head to make cassette tapes. We thought it would be cool to have sell some cassette tapes along with the CDs. And because at the time we didn't really have any new music to put out to sell at the shows, and we were playing all new songs. We thought, oh, why not, you know, make some cassette tapes as just kind of like a collector's kind of thing. And so we just kind of did it old school and brought a boombox with us and started making tapes in the back of the van or at the venues. And it takes 10 minutes to make each tape. But just because we put two songs on each side, and the songs we put on there were both about 5 minutes long or so. It was like an old CD player / double cassette player, and we just put the computer with an auxiliary cord into the back of it and then put it on tape mode, and then you push record on the tape player and then you play the song off the computer and it records it onto the tape.
That's incredible. That's great. And,
it was really cool. It's just, you know, in the age of digital music, it's kind of cool to have something that, you know, as kids, we all, you know, made mixtapes and things like that. So some people really appreciate that kind of thing.
Thank you for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Eric from the band The Dig. Thanks to Eric for taking the time to do it. Thanks to Spencer Carson on the board, as usual, for doing a bang-up job. He's the man. I am your host, Charles Brownstein. Please check out northerntransmissions.com or follow us on Twitter at Northern Trends. And if you'd like any further information about The Dig, you can check out thedigmusic.com or MySpace or Facebook. We'll catch you soon. I am out.
But I know in my heart she's gonna do it. and running again. But I know by tomorrow night you'll be waking up with some other friend. Now when you say, please don't go.